You're listening to SBS News.
How can a country that's produced such beauty also spread such horror? Russia is Rachmaninoff, Malevich, Pushkin, but it's also an aggressor state accused of war crimes in Ukraine. And for that, who is to blame? Some speak of the collective guilt of the Russian people. Pianist Vyacheslav Gryasnov, who is currently outside Russia, disagrees.
We should not put all the nation to take this responsibility of Mr. Putin, what he's doing. Because we have rights to elect, but the elections themselves are not fair. So it's very difficult to change the situation.
Moscow journalist Yevgenia Markovna-Albats isn't so forgiving of her compatriots.
I do think that Russians as a nation, we as a people, we are responsible for what is happening in Ukraine. We're responsible for this war. We did allow Putin to stay in power for 22 years. We did allow all this rhetoric to consume the minds of ordinary folks.
She says Russian elites were complicit.
They chose conformity over honesty because complicity and conformity allowed them to become rich and very rich. And they knew 100% what they were doing. They were perfectly aware about the kind of crimes that were committed by this regime, and they kept supporting it.
And many Russians do back the Kremlin over Ukraine. Vladimir Pastukov is a senior research associate at University College London.
I would say significant part of Russians, maybe a strong majority, supports war.
He believes that it's Russians' failure to face up to their past that helps explain the present violence.
Russians rejected communism only by words, but they haven't rejected it from their hearts. 70 years of lie, 70 years of repressions, all of that was somewhere hidden under the floor and just appeared now.
But journalist Yevgenia Albats feels personally responsible.
I fought this regime all these 22 years. I always was against this KGB corporation which took over the country. However, it means that I lost. And that's why I'm guilty. I am responsible because I lost. It means that I didn't manage to convince my readers that the kind of deeds that were committed by Putin and his clique was outside any moral red tapes.
And she fears for the legacy the Kremlin's actions in Ukraine will leave for the future.
And what makes me sick to think that our children and our grandchildren will go down in history as nation which conducted this awful war of choice, this war of conquest in the 21st century in Europe.
Alan Lee, SBS News.